Well, today, Governor Hochul is once again doing what Albany liberals do best. They peddle fear and they spread misinformation and they defend a broken status quo here in New York. Now, let me be clear. The big, beautiful bill doesn't slash benefits or punish the vulnerable. It restores common sense to the way that taxpayer-funded programs like SNAP and Medicaid are run. If you're an able-bodied adult without dependents and you're receiving government assistance, you should be expected to work, train, or volunteer. This is not controversial. It's common sense. Even Bill Clinton understood that when in the 90s he signed bipartisan welfare reform into law, declaring that benefits should be a hand up and not a permanent handout. We're simply bringing that principle back to programs that have been warped by years of mismanagement and political games. Now, what Governor Hochul won't tell you is that New York has been abusing broad waivers to dodge work requirements for years and years, and it's created a system that encourages dependency and discourages work. And we're ending that. We're also cracking down on fraud and abuse, making sure that Medicaid and SNAP serve the truly vulnerable, the people that need it the most, not illegal immigrants or people that don't qualify for the program in the first place. I'm proud to fight for the hardworking men and women of Western New York and the Southern Tier. These are the folks that wake up early, they punch the clock. They're the ones actually paying the bills in this state, and they get the least in return from Albany. They play by the rules, and they deserve a government that actually respects their sacrifice. And let's be honest, New York's broken system, where taxes are sky high and your rights are stripped away every single day, is exactly why people are fleeing this state in droves and they never come back. They're tired of being punished for doing the right thing. The big, beautiful bill protects taxpayers. It strengthens safety nets for those who actually need them, and it restores dignity by encouraging work, not cradle to grave dependency. Now, Governor Hochul should stop the political grandstanding, stop gaslighting the public, and start standing up for the working families she claims to represent. And please, Governor Hochul, next time, come on down to my district. My constituents know exactly how badly that you've turned your back on them to curry favor with New York City Democrats. And I'd be happy to debate these issues with you at any time, anywhere you want to choose, because the people of this state deserve better than your political theater. They deserve actual results. Do better, Governor Hochul.